I've had experiences where I've been working through things, and at 3 a.m, I'm woken up. I have this image. And as I'm working through the image, I'm also working through the idea. So as an art maker, I've actually felt and experienced healing through the process of making an image.
Hey there, it's Julie. Welcome to Uncomfy, a show about sticking with moments that challenge us. It seems like every single day I get some tough feedback or hear a perspective I disagree with or just find myself outside my comfort zone. And the natural reaction is to bail out or lash out. But if we do that right away in these situations, we might miss a chance to learn something or feel new empathy or deepen a relationship. So the question is how, right? How to stick with that discomfort just a little bit longer. Well, that's what this podcast is about. Real people telling real stories of choosing to stay open and curious in these challenging moments. I'm glad you're here. Now, let's get uncomfy. Can art help us have difficult conversations? I'm joined by James Reese. He's a nationally recognized artist and art educator who's been a panelist for the National Endowment for the Arts and a reviewer for the President's Committee on the Arts. And he recently retired from the classroom after teaching high school art for 30 years. James, hi, welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me on the show, Julie.
So your artwork hangs in galleries and museums and homes. It even hangs in my office. I've got one of your pieces that I'm looking at right now over across my desk. What drew you to teaching high schoolers rather than focusing full time on your own art?
Yeah, that is a really great question. And when I was in graduate school, my wife and I had a spiritual experience in the temple that really directed that it became clear that was a path that I was supposed to take. It was kind of a deviation with my objectives of being a full-time artist or a professor, but it became a path that we wandered for 30 years, and it was really a great blessing in my life to listen to that call.
It says a lot about your commitment to your spiritual path to be willing to take to follow that prompting. Did it feel risky to you? I mean, high school teachers don't make a lot of money.
It felt very uncomfortable. I mean, no one really, I don't get this wrong, take this the wrong way, but no one really plans to becoming a high school art teacher. It wasn't on my radar. But after that experience, it was very clear that was what I was supposed to do. And it has been a rich blessing in my life, the connections I've had with students.
You have a series, a lot of your work is printmaking. I don't know if I'm going to get the right words, but it seems like, and I've spent a lot of time staring at this piece that I have of yours, that's this really, so it's almost like a black and white drawing or of a stone. There's kind of a large, a kind of a big, not a boulder, but a pretty big rock. And then there are three fists holding it up. Which for me is a beautiful, I think the title of the print is You're Not Alone. And it's, for me, it really represents just how I tend to be one of these people that wants to, not ask for help and feel like I should be able to do it all on my own. And it's a nice reminder, you know, that like, look, holding up that boulder with just my fists is going to be really, really hard. But if I let somebody else add their strength to it, I'm going to be better off and maybe able to go farther and do more. So so all of that to say that it kind of looks like a print, this with some black and white drawing. And then there's some really beautiful like orange and blue and yellow kind of wash colors over it. So just kind of describe for me, what is it? What is your art? What is that process?
So the process, you really describe monotype printing really is a good cross section between drawing and printmaking. The black and white portion is actually a transfer drawing process or a trace monotype. And then the color part are multiple layers of ink built up to form the image with the overlapping transparencies that blend and mix as they layer to create an image.
And the colors, the colored paint that kind of washes across then this black and white transfer, you're not doing that with a brush?
I'm actually using a squeegee kind of thing to kind of streak. And it kind of aligns with the theme of responding to the unexpected events in our life. And so during 2020, when pre-COVID, believe it or not, I was experimenting, how do I represent how we have to respond to the unexpected in our life. And that's what came out is playing around with the material. Squeegeeing, you have not complete control what happens there, but you do have control on how you respond to it. And that's what I do with the process of printing, is as I layer up, I'm trying to deal aesthetically with what's on there and responding and trying to make it harmonious and work. And that's kind of a good reference to how we deal with the obstacles or weight, like in your case, the artwork you have with a rock. How do we deal with those things in a way that's harmonious?
The unexpected that you were describing is just like a great metaphor or representation also of kind of the concept of this podcast, right? That we're in these moments where it's not going as we wanted, or we're out of our comfort zone. And there is a choice, I guess, you know, to make whether you kind of like figure out, what can I do with this? How can I maybe make something of this? Do you ever have moments where the squeegee starts doing something and you're like, nope, this isn't it. Going in the trash can.
Generally, I work into it and lean into it. You know, you don't have that option in your life, right? You're presented with issues with your family or health or whatever it may be. You have to deal with it. And how you deal with it really is a reflection on, you know, you and your philosophy of life. I've kind of leaned in as an artist, as I do in my life, is how can I make the best situation? How do I make this work so it brings beauty and harmony in my life instead of the chaos that may initially be there? How do I bring this in a way that's positive and I can learn from it?
James Reese, would you tell me, I'm loving talking about your art and your artistic process. I'd love to hear a story of a time when you, in encountering people who've purchased your art or experienced your art, the story of a time where that led to maybe an uncomfy situation and how you handled it.
Oh my goodness. I've had so many, especially with this series, as you might imagine, where it is dealing with burdens. And one thing I think that opens up these conversations is I'm fairly frank about, you know, the issues in my own family life and the challenges I have. And I think that kind of opens up a space where people feel comfortable of being authentic in themselves. And, you know, I remember in fall at a Art at the Park, which is a annual art show up at This Is a Place Monument. I didn't do it for many years. And then I took a chance on this 3 years ago. And what I loved about it, it is a lot of work, but what I love about it is the connections that you have, and the conversations that happen naturally. And in this case, someone shared that, and I had actually met them the year previous with two of their sisters, and they came and shared with me they were buying a work because her sister had committed suicide. And we just talked through that and talked about some family friends that I've had that have gone through that same experiences.
Do you remember what that art was? What did it depict?
I believe it was two houses supporting a multiple load of rocks, if I remember correctly. And in this case, it talks about how we support each other through trials and challenges. And that's a common theme I like to use in my work, that, you know, sometimes we are going through it alone and in that isolation, but that we still are strong enough to handle the situations. But like most recently at the Spring Bloom Museum, I had a work where there was three houses balancing precariously atop a load of rocks, but they were finding equilibrium together. And so very often this idea of going through challenges, not alone, but connecting with others and finding support and balance by connecting with others is a common theme in many of my images.
Hmm. I imagine, though, it does sort of create a lot of these like surprisingly deep in a public or not necessarily deep environment for these conversations. And that
must be also.
I'm just kind of putting myself in the place where you would have been. It's a hot summer day. You're trying to sell your art, right? And along comes this woman with this really heavy story. And on the one hand, you know, she's going to buy a piece of art, which is great. On the other hand, did you feel in that moment the sort of at all the urge to kind of keep it a little more surface, you know, or to back away from that heaviness?
You know, over the years of experience I've had with my own issues, I have started to see this as a really sacred space. And I'm always flattered when someone trusts me enough to share their story. So I've come to realize that being uncomfortable is a good thing. And, you know, I see it as a sacred space. If someone is willing to open up like that, and I try to be open and honest with people too. And I've learned to lean into the uncomfortable situation, because I think that's really where real connection comes from, is when people open up and are honest with what their challenges are or whatever they're going through.
What is your goal, though, if you can put yourself back in that moment a year ago last fall when this woman starts telling you that one of the deepest, darkest tragedies that any family could experience, when you decided, okay, I'm going to stay in this, what did you think you could accomplish in that?
Well, I've come to really see art, and even art education for me is all about connection. And so I just wanted to be there and connect with that person in that space in any way that they felt they needed me. And it's just convey love and support. I've come to realize that, and I kind of default with this as well. I don't know if it's a masculine thing, but I want to fix things, you know. The reality is I've come to realize that people just need you to be there, listen, and be present. And so I just try to do that and be present, fully available, not distracted by anything else, and hear them, really.
So art can definitely facilitate deeper conversations, deeper connection. Has art ever facilitated healing in your experience?
Yeah, I've experienced that myself. You know, I have to realize that the connection I'm trying to make in making art is that I'm trying to work through things. And I've had experiences where I've been working through things, and at 3 a.m, I'm woken up. I have this image. And as I'm working through the image, I'm also working through the idea. So as an art maker and creator, I've actually felt and experienced healing through the process of making an image. Whether or not that transfers on to the people that purchase my work, I'm not sure. I'm hopeful. I hope that they emotionally resonate, especially the series, which I've made it really kind of straightforward. It's really not focused on the facility or skill set that I have, but more of the image and hopefully what it represents about overcoming challenges and the unexpected events in our life.
So you're still working, you're still creating, similar to the one I described earlier and the ones you already described. You're still creating images in this series. I think you call it The Weight We Carry.
That's correct. Yeah, I just had a show come back from a museum in Wisconsin, and I have a show going up next week in Rexburg, going up there next week and for a BYU lecture on campus and a workshop, and then also an opening of the show. So, it's that series. It's still connecting with myself as I'm working through. I wish I didn't have any challenges or heavy things to deal with. Yeah, but I do. And so it probably will continue to be a relevant topic for me. And I see that it connects with others as well. So it probably will be an ongoing series until it no longer is relevant for me.
Well, James, I'm personally grateful for what this piece that I have of yours has sort of prompted in me. And I really appreciate you being willing to talk with me today and to share your insights.
You bet. And thank you so much. I appreciate your support as an artist. When anyone, the artwork speaks to them and they connect with that idea and they purchase and support me as an artist, I'm very grateful. And I'm also grateful to be here to have an uncomfortable conversation about the importance of leaning in.
Where can people find your work these days if folks are interested?
You can find my work. I've got 3 galleries that represent me. And then also online, jamesreeseart.com.
And we'll put a link to that in our show notes as well. And Reese is spelled R-E-E-S. Thanks a lot, James.
Great. Thank you.
And thank you for getting uncomfy with us today. I do want to mention that if you or someone you know is facing mental health struggles, emotional distress, alcohol or drug use concerns, or just need someone to talk to, the counselors at the free national 988 helpline are there to help. All you have to do is dial 988. And I would love to hear if art has maybe prompted an uncomfortable but meaningful interaction for you in some way. You can email me, uncomfy@byu.edu. I'd love to hear from you. And be sure to check out my other podcast called Top of Mind, where we explore tough topics in a way that will challenge us to feel more empathy and see things from a different perspective. It's a great way to practice being a little uncomfy in your daily life, listening to perspectives that challenge you. Just search for Top of Mind with Julie Rose on your favorite podcast app. Uncomfy is a BYU radio podcast. Samuel Benson produces it, and the team includes Enrique Prado, James Hoops, and Sam Payne. Our theme music was composed by Kelsey Ney. I'm Julie Rose. Can't wait to get uncomfy with you again next week.
Hey, Uncomfy listeners, it's Julie here. Quick recommendation for you. Have you heard of this podcast called The Apple Seed? It's another BYU radio program. And this show is all about stories, folk tales, fairy tales, personal anecdotes, family tales. Whether you're on a road trip or you're just looking to wind down at bedtime or keep the kids occupied, The Apple Seed is perfect for the whole family. My favorite are the family tales. We've all got these stories in our families that we tell and pass down from kids to the grandkids to the great grandkids. I love those stories. And the best part about The Apple Seed is that the stories you hear might actually inspire your family to start sharing more of those tales with one another. So give The Apple Seed a listen. You can find it anywhere you get podcasts.